Ashley Brown from Taipei, a trusted tire expert, AFL record. He's a senior writer there. I just wonder, is that why big Tommy Hawkins, he glistens, he lathers up with all that oil, and so if someone goes to grab him, oh, the hands get a bit slippery.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It also keeps the heat in. For blokes are a bit cold. That's true. But also, don't forget, when you put the oil on the arms, you've got to put tape on your wrist. Now, you see a lot of blokes with tape on their wrist, and you know why. It stops the oil from running in your own hand, so you can't grab the ball. So whenever you're out there, you think, geez, he's got a sore wrist, those guys. You know, Paddy Cripps, I think from memory, was a couple of really good players, but it's all to do with the oil. It's got nothing to do with the wrists.
Okay, we'll go from oil on the wrist to Ashley Brown too for tire power and tough times. Welcome, Ash. How are you?
Good evening, guys. That's fascinating, Bridie. I didn't realise that that's the reason they do the... They take the risks.
It's got so much.
Well, if they don't, they're stupid, because it runs down your arm and you can't even pick up the ball yourself.
I remember we used to wear that rosin.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
And the ball would stick down when to drop it down.
Yeah, you're trying to kick for goal and it stayed in your hand.
Welcome, Ashley. We're talking about perhaps Port Adelaide not getting a lot of love, and they could well finish minor premier if they can beat Collingwood. Do you see a clear favourite out of the top four or five?
I think the best football I've seen from any team this year is Richmond. Yep. I think Richmond have played at the highest level. But you can't go past Port's record. They win on the weekend. They're wire-to-wire first all year. I can't recall that ever happening. Well, it's so rare. The team's just been first place all the way through the home and away season. And that's got to count for something heading into the finals. But the footy, and Port did beat Richmond, so... but I think Richard has played the best footy I've seen of any team this year.
Geelong every year pop up, don't they? But this year seemed to be a bit different too. They got smashed last week by the Tigers, but they're very healthy. Not too many players to come back, so they could make a real tilt. And they did beat Port, what, a month ago by about 10 goals.
Yeah, and they've got Ablett and Selwood to come back to that side, who both mean so much to them. So you don't discount Geelong as well. But they would have wanted to do a bit better against Richmond, I think. They beaten by Richmond in the finals last year. They gave up a four-goal lead in the prelim final and lost. And then, so they need to lay glove on the Tigers. And that's my worry about Geelong. It's also my worry about Brisbane, who've been pretty good all year. They can't seem to beat Richmond either.
Ash, I mean, you've been around the seat, you know, talking and writing about football for a lot of years. The scoring debate goes on. Johnny Ralph wrote, I thought, an interesting article during the week. He mentioned that in 2013, 92 points was the scoring average. In 2019, 80 points. So we've lost a couple of goals there. 2020, this year, we've averaged 60 points, but we guess that's a reduced game, so it's equal to 75 points. But I want to put one more stat there. I'd love this, and Stephen Hawking's not talking about doing anything with the game. I cannot believe it. But in 2000, 103 points were scored by every team average throughout the year. We've virtually lost 43 points or 7 goals since the turn of the century. It is. I think it's disastrous. We don't get to clap 7 more times. We're not excited 7 more times. And the advertisers can't put in 7 more ads to help pay for the game. Where do you sit on all this, Ash?
My theory on this, Malcolm, is that I think the players are overcoached. And I think maybe having fewer coaches next season will actually mean players got to play a bit more on instinct. And I think over the summer, teams look at ways, like, how can we get better? We've got to... And the defensive actions are what they work on over summer. Let's try and stop the other team from scoring, come up with new defensive mechanisms. Then over the course of the season, they might work out, okay, how can we break down these mechanisms and score a bit more? But I reckon too much of the emphasis and too much of thinking in footy clubs goes towards restricting scoring as opposed to trying to score more.
Yeah, well, I'm on a bandwagon. I don't know if you've heard what I've said, and if you do, start pushing it, will you? I've called for 6-6-6 after a point. In other words, the player still kicks off. There's been a bit of misunderstanding on that. You still kick off like they do now, but you have to grab your 6 back, 6 in the middle and 6 in the fence, just like you do for goal. It'll only take 10 or 12 seconds, and it takes them 10 or 12 seconds to make up when they kick off to kick it short to the pocket for 10 metres anyhow. I mean, it drives me nuts, that. So no coaches work that out. So something's got to change. The game is terrible. Every time you go to a game now, 36 players in a quarter of the ground for 80% of the game is just rubbish.
Malcolm, I want to take this discussion offline and get you to write a piece about it for the AFL Record in the finals, because I think that's a really smart idea. I love it.
You can write it.
I like it too.
And everyone says you can't do it. Why can't you do it? We got a centre square. We kicked in from out of bounds on the four because it was not good for the game. We got congested in the middle, so they made a square. I mean, this is the one that can pull all those coaches' heads in and let the players play football again.
Yeah, I like it. No, it's all good. Just moving on, Ashley, what about the dew last night? Is it going to be a problem in a month's time? Does the weather get any less Jewish, if you like it, at night time? Because it was not a great spectacle, was it, Collingwood and the Gold Coast?
No, it was a really frustrating game to watch because the ball handling was terrible. I don't know. I've holidayed in Queensland in October, but I haven't lived there, so I don't quite know what the conditions would be like at night. But I'd say there would be a couple of concerns about if that's what we got now. We're now into sort of spring, so I'm not sure how it'd be a couple of degrees warmer, I guess, but I don't know whether it makes a difference at night. So, again, Malcolm, you spent time up there in that part of the world. What do you think?
Yeah, no, actually, unless there's a breeze around, unless there's wind, it'll be very, very slippery, dewy, right? And slippery like you would not believe. It's just a fact of life. And the other thing is the perspiration of all the players talking about, they'll all have to wear tape on their wrist, and they'll have to put some sort of cloth underneath the tape to soak up all this perspiration. So if you're in the business of starting a new business, Ash, this is it. It's called tape with cloth on it.
Yeah. Just another one there. AFL seem to get bashed from pillar to post on certain things, but just to get this season away, it's been a remarkable effort when you think there's been hiccup after hiccup, players having to move state after state and staying there. It's been an incredible effort, hasn't it, to get the season away?
It's been an extraordinary performance. I'm actually working on a book about all this at the moment that's going to look at how the season happened, and there's some brave and tough decisions made by a lot of people. And the players don't get enough credit for uprooting. I know they're well paid, but to uproot their lives, in particular the case of the Victorian clubs, to move on the road. They thought they'd be gone away for four or five weeks. It's now been sort of 13 to 14 weeks. I think to do it is remarkable. They deserve a lot of credit. The AFL for being very nimble and agile, as Gil McLaughlin promised at the start of the year that they would need to be to get it done. So a whole lot of goodwill from a whole lot of people. I think to realise that having the footy has been really important. And I guess for those of us in Victoria being locked down, at least we've had the footy to look forward to on weekends, because there hasn't been a whole lot else going on.
Actually, I'm interested in that. When you do this book, it'll be a fascinating read, I can assure that some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Will you do it through a player's eyes, coach's eyes, administrator's eyes, or your eyes, media's eyes? How are you going to take the slant on that?
A bit of everything. I'm sort of working through how I'm going to write and doing some interviews now, but it'll be talking to people across the spectrum and getting me to tell their stories about the year. And then we'll try and piece that together. Yeah, again, even talking to people in government about how important it was for them to get football going. But so many factors have gone into the season up and running, and it's not just the AFL. Malcolm's obviously grassroots footy as well. And pathways in community footy, I know in a lot of parts of Australia they've got some sort of season, but in Victoria there's been no football season for anybody, from the AFL down to Auskick. So that's going to have major ramifications for the game going forward. So it'll be looking at it across the whole spectrum. It's a very broad church footy, and I'll try and get as much of it as I can into the book.
Oh, that's great. And don't forget the chapter on the tape. If you need any more information, just ring M. Blight.
Hey, just one quick one. The other topic we had tonight, Ash, was number one draft pick since 2005, from basic Mark Murphy through to Matt Rowe. But there's been a lot of what you'd call misses. Jack Watts, Tom Scully. Some of the players have been good players, but not being stars. Jonathan Patton for reasons, injury. Tommy Boyd's out of the game. Paddy McCartan and concussion. There's been, you've got to get it right, don't you? And Adelaide haven't had a number one draft pick in their whole career or their whole life history. So doesn't automatically mean you get a great player just by getting the one pick.
Yeah, not many number one picks have played in premiership teams either, if you go back and look through the history of them either. So it's not the panacea. It's one block, and maybe that's why Alistair Clarkson says it's not just the draft. You can't just rely on the draft to get – it's too hit and miss to rebuild your footy club. It's got to be a combination of the draft and trading and free agency and development that gets teams to improve. So we get very excited about the draft when it comes around, and there's a whole lot of pressure that goes with the number one pick. Well, I do think the guy they got number one last year, Matt Rowell, is a pretty special footballer. So I think
McGrahan Walsh will be good.
The Suns have got right.
You know, you mentioned they don't plan a premiership, and one of the reasons is they go to the bottom side, and a lot of them stay there for a while. And that's another story. I don't think the draft's necessarily fair when the supposed best player goes to the worst side, but that's something for another day. But, Matt Rowell, bloody only game of three, because he's only played three games, but I think he's going to be a 9 or a 10 by the time he finishes his career.
Hey, just on that, you know, the look. This is interesting. You know, I watch most games, as you know. Seeing him on the bench with earphones on, sitting alongside Stewie Jude, he's a three-game player.
Looks like he knows what he's doing, though.
No, but hang on. No, I don't like the look of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, I don't like it. He is a three-game player.
But giving you something to do just
no,
to...
No, but he can sit up in the stand and do it. I mean, get out the way. Why would he... I think it's a bit harsh. No, I don't think it's a really good look. He's
really?
A kid. Why are you putting him
he's
in
there? He's not making moves. He's probably looking something on the ground for... someone off.
Sorry, Ash, I just got digressed then, but I just don't like the look. He's a kid. Let him grow. Let him be a child. Let him be a young player sitting back, not sitting there. Anyhow.
He'll be the best player next year, so maybe, and he'll be their on-field architect, so why not get him working with the coaches now? I think it can only be a good thing for him. I know it's an interesting and different look. I'd say it's quite a lateral and smart move by the Suns to do that.
Mate, great to speak with you. Good to see a lot of the AFL records being sold here in Adelaide too, which is great. And do that, Ashley, when you get to the writing in the grand final, 666 for behind. You write it, just credit Malcolm. That's all he wants, just a bit of M-blight in it.
Just get tactic. Let the players play footy.
I'm going to find those quotes and put them in the next edition of the record, Malcolm.
Thanks, Ash. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Good to talk.
Good man there.